It's 3:34 a.m. right now, as of the time I'm recording this episode of the Caracast. And I'll tell you why it's 3:34 a.m. right now, why I'm up, why I'm driving, but also, this is a pretty darn special episode of the Caracast. This is episode number 100, episode number 100. When I was told I needed to do a podcast 3 or 4 years ago by one of my employees, I was sitting there going, podcasts are dead. You know, I'm always someone who, it's kind of funny, I own a software company, but I'm a late adopter in technology. And I didn't take his advice 3 or 4 years ago. And I'm so glad that a year and a half ago almost, we made the decision to start the Caracast. And I want to talk about that decision on this episode, because there's some decisions that you're putting off right now that you think maybe the time has passed, or you're not sure what you need to do and you're trying to make it perfect. And I can tell you that this small decision of recording some of my thoughts and bringing amazing people on as guests to discuss how they're going out there and building great businesses, or changing their worlds, or changing their community worlds, or just you're really finally making the income and having the lifestyle they want to have, their stories and our decision to tell those stories has been amazing, because we've had tens and tens of thousands, I think even in the hundreds of thousands of people downloading and listening to these episodes. And we've had a bunch of iTunes reviews. And we thank you guys so, so much for all the reviews, for all the emails and Facebook messages that you send me, even outside of the iTunes reviews. We get hundreds of them. And that's what keeps me going doing this podcast. So it's 3:34 a.m., I guess 3:35 a.m. now. And I just hit Interstate 5 here in Oregon, driving to Eugene, to the airport. I live about an hour and 15 minutes from the airport. We live in Roseburg, Oregon, as you know, which is part of our mission here with Caritas, to kind of help bring light to our town and bring light to rural Oregon, rural America, that you can build great companies anywhere you want to be. It doesn't have to be the big city. It doesn't have to be, you know, venture funded. It doesn't, you don't have to start with any money in real estate or a software company or things like that. It's all a mindset. And in this episode, I kind of want to break down my journey over the past year, year and a half since we have started the Caracast. I also want to kind of break down where the Caracast is going in the next 100 episodes, because we are going to change direction slightly. Okay, we're still going to keep what everyone loves about the Caracast, but we're also going to be mixing in some other things. And we've talked about launching a second podcast here at Carrot before, and that's something that you're going to be seeing here this year as well. It's going to be more tactical. It's going to be very short episodes, very tactical stuff from myself, Adrian on the team, and we're really excited to be launching a second podcast coming soon as well, that you're going to be able to hand over to your team. You're going to be able to listen to in bite-sized episodes that's going to help you implement tactical stuff to grow your business or improve your business. So if this is your first time listening to Caracast, you're just now being introduced to Trevor Truck Talks. All right, it's been a while. It's been a while since I've done one of these podcasts where I'm in my truck and I'm just recording my thoughts. So the audio quality of these isn't quite as good as the audio quality when we're in the studio. But these ones are my favorite episodes, because it comes straight from the heart, off the cuff, just things that I'm going through as an entrepreneur, just like you, as you're driving in your car or in your shower or working out and listening to this podcast. You are going through certain things as an entrepreneur as well, that some of them are easy, some of them are insanely hard, but we all started our entrepreneurship journey for the same things. And I've really started to kind of have this come together in my mind over the past 6 months on why I started to be an entrepreneur. You know, why is it that we all start this journey that sometimes is torturous? You know, we start this journey that sometimes we look back and go, why did I do this to myself? You know, why didn't I just go get a job and take the quote unquote easy route? And I don't think a job is the easy route. Maybe it is in the short term, but over the long term, it's not. And what we really all look for as entrepreneurs is freedom. You know, we look for freedom. We look for flexibility. We look for the finances that can come from those business opportunities. It's the three F's that we look for as entrepreneurs. And then hopefully someday, we can also make an impact. And the impact part of it is where I really missed the boat in my first several companies. You know, I had the ability to have the freedom, because when you build a business that you can do the business almost anywhere, you know, with this day and age with technology, you can You can do business over your phone. You can do business over the internet. So you have more ability to have freedom if you build your business correctly. Now, I've had a couple of businesses that actually trapped me. So even though you start the business, even though it's something that you have the full control over guiding what it does or what it does not do, I have had two businesses trap me. And they made it to where, you know, I didn't even want to wake up in the morning to do the work that I had set out to do. You can listen to other episodes of the Carrot Cast. I had one probably midway, episode 40, episode 50, where I talk about my 8 success steps. Go find that one in the archives. My 8 success steps. Had a friend of mine ask me, he said, hey, what is the one thing, you know, that you can attribute your success to, whatever level of success you've had so far? And I'm like, man, there's not one thing. But there were different questions and different hurdles I had to get through at different stages of my journey, different parts of my life, and here are those 8 things. And one of those things, you know, just go listen to that podcast. Go listen to all 8 things. But there's different parts during that journey that we really had to tackle, okay? And one of those phases, like I said, it trapped me. And we want to make sure that our businesses give us that freedom. I'm going to be talking about that here in a little bit. We're going to be talking about that a lot more in the upcoming episodes of the Carrot Cast. I'm going to be having some guests on that really tap into the thinking at an insanely deep level of successful entrepreneurs, okay? And there's been a podcast I've been listening to a lot lately that really has been challenging my thinking as an entrepreneur. As I grow this team here at Carrot, and we're, you know, pushing upwards north of 20 employees, and as I'm challenged as a leader, and I'm challenged as a person who's just like, man, how can I make sure that I'm making the biggest impact I can make as a leader, as an entrepreneur, as someone who's trying to grow a business that's highly profitable, that also gains me those Fs, freedom, flexibility, but more importantly, injects that impact into our community, into our world. Okay, so that's something we're going to be listening to a lot more. And I really want to focus on the impact side here in a bit. Okay, one thing that we instituted here at Carrot just recently, and we had a chance to deliver these checks to local community charities just this past week, was we've been saying for years, hey, you know what? One of these days we're going to be able to donate a bunch of money. And I remember 2010 when I wrote my first life list, and I did a Carrot Cast episode actually on creating a life list. So same thing, go back and find that episode. In this episode you're listening to right now, you're going to find me referring back to a lot of past Carrot Cast episodes, because this is episode 100. And so I'm giving you a recap on my journey since episode number 1, and I'm going to refer back to a lot of the other episodes. So write your, grab a piece of paper and write these notes down so you can go back and find those episodes and follow along in that journey if you haven't been a part of this journey since episode 1. Okay, but during that episode, you know, we talk about my non-negotiables. We talk about writing my first life list, and on that life list, I still have it posted in my office wall. It's on my website. I need to update it. Actually, cross a couple more things off. I put in there donate $1 million to charity, and that's something I'm really passionate about, being able to use business to impact communities, to impact people, and we hadn't really done that much. Now, I've donated a good amount of money, but it was never a coordinated effort where I was saying, hey, you know, this is something that we really want to use the business to actually actively impact our community. So this year we instituted a giving program, and we haven't really named it anything. I kind of internally call it the Carrot Cares program because it kind of rolls off your tongue, but we're donating 1% of our gross revenue to charities and causes that are near and dear to our hearts. And also, we have a rotating committee here at Carrot that we call, I think it's the Carrot Culture Team or something like that. And that team, we basically pick charities from their local area each quarter to donate those proceeds. And then the leadership team here at Carrot then gets to pick where to donate the other half of that quarter's donation. So we were able to donate just shy of $15,000 this last quarter, which is pretty darn awesome. And about $6,500 of it is going to a local charity called Umpqua Valley Bicycle Outreach, one that I've been a part of for about 2 years now, and they're doing amazing work working with disadvantaged youth, where these guys and gals are they're young kids. They're kids who don't have the chances that a lot of us have. You know, they are truly kids that just are disadvantaged. They don't come from families or parents that have given them any sense of moral obligation or moral compass. They don't come from families that feel like there is opportunity in the world. And so they're out there on the streets. I mean, these are literally kids in the streets. Oftentimes they're not even going to school and they're 16 years old. And Yaku, a buddy of mine, has taken upon himself to really have a ministry going out there, helping these kids, taking them in, helping to teach them responsibility through bicycle repair, through building bicycles. And during that time, there's great fellowship. He has a chance to really teach those boys and girls responsibility and just amazing things, and he's changing people's lives. So they have a van that's kind of broken down, and it's gonna one of these days break down on the side of the highway. And I said, man, what does it? You know, what would a new van cost? And he said, well, probably 10 to 15K to get a good solid used van that we can drive around and haul our trailer and haul the bikes and haul kids to different mountain bike trails and to different kind of pop up bike repair shops and stuff like that. And I said, well, what if I gave you a good start? And we wrote him a check for a little over $6,500. There's a little bit more coming his way as well soon, and insanely pumped and just honored and blessed to be able to make that donation and impact those kids in that charity. And then three other team members of ours went out there and each donated a little over $2,000, at least $2,500, something like that, to local food banks. And that's kind of our rotating charity for the year is the team members on the quarterly Carrot Culture team are going out there and finding their local food bank, and we're donating those funds to the local food bank. So it was so, so fun seeing the videos and pictures our team members had a chance to post as they went to these local food banks and saw how the process works and saw how people in need are really getting helped in an amazing way through a lot of these local food banks. And it was pretty cool. One of them even broke down the amount of carrots, the pounds of carrots that we're purchasing. So just with one of those food bank donations, like I said, it's about $2,500. They worked it out to two full semi trucks full of carrots. It equals about 65,000 pounds of carrots. So times that by 190,000 pounds of carrots we were able to donate to local food banks. Now, we're not forcing them to buy carrots, but it's always fun to do that branding. So that's something straight out of the life list, and we're starting to tick that off, and I challenge you to do the same thing. You know, I don't care if you're making $2,000 a month. I don't care if you're making $2 million a month. I want you to find ways that you can start to build impact into your business right now, because one thing that we oftentimes do is we say, someday, when I make this much money, then I will do that. When I do this and I achieve this, then I will make those donations, or then I will go out there and serve, or then I will contribute, what's left, what's left to other people. And what I challenge you to do right now is, if you're not donating your time or money right now, while you don't have it, or while, before you haven't reached your goals, you're not going to do it when you actually reach your goals. Okay. So carve out some portion of your income, even if it's 1% of your gross income. Every single person can do that. Okay, just 1%. With us, it happens to add up to a bunch of money. We were looking to donate $60,000 to $70,000 this year to local charities that really embody our core values here at Carrot. And we hope to donate a lot more next year. We want to get up into the six figures donating next year, and starting to really change our local communities in a big way. If we can write checks in the $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 range to charities, that's game changing. And if you can do the same thing, if you're writing a $100 check or $500 check or $10,000 check, that makes a difference. And I can tell you, there's something about contributing and giving money away to people that helps, honestly, like, breed more success, more money in your life. There's something that I learned years ago that is kind of hard at the start, at least it was hard for me, is that thing that you're chasing after, whether it's money or it's a spouse or whatever it is, that thing that you're chasing after, we hold it so dear oftentimes that when we get it, we like clutch to it and we don't want to let go of it. And with money, when you start making money, oftentimes when that is the goal and that's the thing that you're chasing after, you have a really tough time letting go of it. And what I urge you to do is make it easy to let go of money. When you start to let go of money, it's funny, money surrounds and comes back to you. When you're chasing money, money runs. And don't be chasing money, okay? Have money attract to you, give it away freely to causes and things that pump you up and that matter and that match your core values. And I can promise you, it finds a way to run back to you, which is pretty darn cool, right? So another thing that was really amazing this past year, as I've been doing the podcast, doing the Carrot Cast, and just really growing as an entrepreneur, is I've been challenged myself at finding new ways to achieve goals. And this is something I think a lot of us have issues with and have problems with, is we carry some goals from year to year. And I did a podcast episode on how my new way of formulating goals and some way that's honestly working to blast through goals that I have been pushing over year to year for like 6 or 7 years, because I've been doing goals the wrong way. So go find that episode on my new way of doing goals, and you're going to be able to learn back. I think it's 20 or 30 episodes ago. And we'll put in the show notes the exact episode number. So if you're on iTunes, if you're on our blog, check the show notes below. We will put the actual episode numbers of these ones I'm referring to, so you can quickly get to them. But that one right there was a big deal, because I've been putting off and really saying, hey, this next year is going to be the best year of my life, physical fitness wise. And every single year I get to November, get to December, I get to July and say, man, I'm going to not do it again. You know, I'm failing again. What is it? Why can I not do this thing that I know what I need to do? It's so damn simple. I just do these things. I already know what to do. It's not a problem of knowing what to do. It's like actually doing the thing that we are supposed to do. And I found a way to blast through that. We talked about it a little bit on this recent episode with Jeff Woods from The One Thing, where he challenged me on a personal level on something I'm struggling with, and that's, you know, being more present at home, getting rid of technology once I get in the house, so I'm fully present with my wife, fully present with my kids. It's something I'm still struggling with, honestly. I haven't licked that one yet. I will give you an update on that one very soon. But go back to that episode we're going to link up to, and that's going to teach you my method that's very similar to Jeff's on knocking down that big domino. If you can knock down that first domino that guarantees your success, that's going to guarantee your success in accomplishing that goal, then that right there is the most massive goal hack that I've ever experienced in my life. And I've been doing this with other team members as well, and they've been saying the same thing. They're one of my guys, Austin. He's a young guy from Dallas, Texas. He's a programmer of ours, helping to build the product. He'd been struggling to get consistent with getting back in shape again. And I said, man, think back to the time when you were in shape. Like, when were you consistent, where you were happy with what you were doing working out? And I said, yeah, it was when I was working out with my brother. And I said, cool. So how often were you guys doing it? He goes, well, we were doing it 3 days a week, and we go to the gym, and it's really fun. And it was, you know, I was in great shape. And I said, cool. Where's your brother living? And he said, he still lives in Dallas. I go, awesome. Is he still working out? And he said, yes, he is. I said, cool. So don't make your goal, because he was wanting to make his goal to work out 3 days a week. And I said, cool. Don't make your goal that. Number one, we tie our personal goals and our SMART goals each quarter here at Carrot to our bonus. So I have everyone pick one personal goal and two business-related goals, and their bonus is tied to it. So even their goal of working out 3 days a week or reading some books or whatever it is tied to their bonus, which is pretty cool. So anyway, I said, I don't want your bonus to be tied to whether you're working out 3 days a week, because at the end of the day, let's say you only work out 2 days a week for a whole month, but you feel great. You know, that right there would be considered a failure according to the goal, and mentally you'd chalk it up as a failure, when in actuality it might have been a massive success because it achieved what you wanted it to achieve, which is feel great and get in shape. So don't tie your goal to that. That can be an activity that tracks whether you're doing the things you need to do to get in shape and have that feeling, but it shouldn't be the ultimate goal. And what I said is your entire bonus is hinged on what you do in the next 24 hours. And you have to message your brother. You have to text message or call your brother within by 5 o'clock today and set up a time to work out with him before Wednesday next week. As long as you do that and you work out Wednesday next week or before, you have achieved your entire goal. Okay, because when you do that, the odds of you creating a pattern that are going to keep you doing that activity you're wanting to do are insanely high. So he did that. He was kind of skeptical at first. He did it. And then we reviewed those goals this last month for the first quarter of 2018. And he goes, man, he goes, I was insanely consistent. I worked out 3 days a week, almost every single week. He goes, I didn't think that would work. And it was almost deceptively simple. Okay, so find a new way, find that new way to do your own goals. And what can you do in the next 24 hours that's going to guarantee, almost guarantee your success doing it? Make that your goal. Give yourself accountability to it. Have other people have accountability for you and go out and crush it. Go listen to that entire episode with Jeff Woods. It can be a life changer for you. We'll link it up. And also listen to that other episode on how I slayed my own personal dragon of not being in shape for 6.5 years straight. And now we're crushing it, working out 3 days a week in the office. So another thing that I've been really growing as in my entrepreneurship journey and also just as a person is coaching. 3, 4, 5 years ago, I can tell you, I never had a coach. You know, I honestly thought I could do it alone. I thought, you know, I'm a smart guy. I can just figure this thing out. And I would look at the amount of money that you would pay a coach and I'd go, I'm not going to pay someone that much money. I'm not going to pay someone $1,000 a month or $500 a month or $2,000 a month or $5,000 a month for something that I can just Google and I can you know, ping people on Facebook. And I already know amazing people. I can hit them up and ask them these questions. Okay, that was the mindset I was going in. I had never had a coach, never joined a mastermind my first 4 or 5 years as an entrepreneur. Okay, I never had an official, like, formal mentor until literally in this past probably year. So I've been doing this entrepreneurship game for almost 10 years now. And I guess 10 years, actually 10 years exactly this year. And I'd never had a formal mentor. I had some amazing informal mentors. My dad, amazing informal mentor. My grandpa, Jack Milligan, my dad's best friend, who was early on a great business mentor of mine. And many other along the way. That's amazing informal mentors. But for some reason, mentally, like I said, I just kind of poo-pooed the idea and I thought I was smart enough to kind of circumvent the whole mentorship and coaching process. In 2012, when I was going through kind of a down that I had in my life, and you guys who have been listeners of the CarrotCast for a while know about this, go back and listen to that 8 Success Steps podcast episode again, because I talk about the time where I was doing amazingly well, then I had a massive dip in happiness and I just wasn't doing good. And one of the things I had to do was I had to reach out for help. I had to go reach out for help. And the way that I did it was I joined a mastermind with someone who really is someone I looked up to. It's someone who I admired the way he ran business, the way he ran his family, the way that he just seemed to be doing work he massively enjoyed and found other people on his team to do work that he didn't enjoy, but they did. And I'm going, man, Greg seems like he's got it. And I joined his mastermind for $20,000 that year. It was something I had the money for. I definitely had the money for it, but it wasn't like I just had $20,000 laying around that I could just throw around everywhere. Okay. So I joined this mastermind and that completely changed my world and the way that I look at getting help from people. Okay. That mastermind, I joined it just to hang out with Greg more, just to have a direct line with him. He's a guy I already knew. I didn't have to pay him $20,000 to call him. I had him on my cell phone. He's a guy that I would consider a friend already. But I decided to take that money out of my wallet, did what every successful entrepreneur I know has done, and invest massively in themselves and massively in building great connections with people. And he introduced me to the concept of unique ability. And unique ability is where it's the things that you're amazingly good at. It's the things that give you energy, that you have more energy when you're done doing those things than when you started. And when you live in that world, when you live in that more often than not, in the unique, in the positive energy world, that's when you really thrive. That's when you really do your best work. That's when you really make a big difference in your income 10x's, okay? If you're increasing your income by 1x, 2x, you know, whatever it is, that's amazing. That's you doing incremental steps and keep on doing that. But if you really want to 10x it, that's when you're working, you know, that's when you're doing unique ability work, okay? And you're outsourcing or delegating the things that you're not great at, and you're really focusing on the things you're insanely great at and give you energy. He then introduced me to a program called Strategic Coach, and I'm going to be mapping out my journey on hiring coaches and things like that, why I think it's something that is fundamental to entrepreneurs and high-performing anybody. If you want to be a high-performing athlete, you have a coach. You know, all those Olympians, I guarantee every single one of those Olympians has had a coach for years and years and years. Every single one of the high-performing athletes, every single one of the high-performing singers, they all have coaches. They didn't do it alone. Now, they had honed and worked their craft in you know, behind the scenes amazingly well, and they don't wait for the coach to coach them and tell them what to do. The coach just amplifies and speeds up what they're already wanting to do. Okay, so I joined this thing called Strategic Coach that next year. Strategic Coach was another about $6,500 to $7,000 investment. And every single quarter, I went out to Chicago and I met with the coach, and I met with about 25 other entrepreneurs from around the country, and two of my friends who joined Strategic Coach with me. And Strategic Coach was the thing that kind of helped me dive more into that unique ability realm. It helped me dive more into learning how to time block and really learning how do I structure my days and my weeks and my goals and my time so I can be doing what I'm best at and I can really make my biggest impact in the world. And it took me probably until the third meeting, the third quarter, to really have it click. And I can tell you that next year, which would have been, I guess, end of 2013, start of 2014, that next year is when Carrot really started to, that's when we started Carrot, right? Is during the Strategic Coach years, during that 2013, end of 13, start of 14 year. And during that year, that's when I really started to focus in on one big thing. I really started to, and I talk about this in that 8 Success Steps episode of the podcast. Go listen to it. It could change your life. And that next 2 years is when I really dug down, used what I had learned from the mastermind with Greg, learned from Strategic Coach, and put it to play. Okay, so now fast forward a couple years from there, I hit a new growth hurdle where I was hiring people and I needed to become a better leader. So what do? I turned back and said, what did I do before when I wanted to grow the fastest? I got a coach. And I hired a leadership coach in November of 2016. Now, this coach was $2,500 a month. So I invested in him. He's an amazing, amazing guy. He's actually a local guy here in Roseburg. He's the father of one of my employees, and he's just awesome. And he walked us through start to finish, really through how to navigate these problems we were navigating. How do we get the vision down to our team members and into the everyday work that they're doing so they can really implement and execute on the vision for Carrot? And we can march towards impacting your lives in an amazing way. And we can march toward being that beacon of positivity so you guys can go out there and create amazing businesses that give you freedom, that give you that flexibility, that help you build the finances, help you build consistency and predictability in your business so you can finally have the impact you want to make. And Mark gave us the frameworks that we implemented that we really use every single day here at Carrot today to execute what we're doing. You can find out about Mark at stretchingnormal.com, stretchingnormal.com. And he's also leading another bigger company here locally that's about 300 employees, about 50 or 60 million in revenue through their culture change as well. He's an amazing guy. And he's putting out a little bit of content here or there, but he's really focused in on working with us and working with them right now. So I'm not sure if he's taking on clients. So I've been working with Mark, and he's still working with us the past year and a half. And we got that structure put in place, and we're still working on it big time and helping our team and ourselves become better leaders. Now, that's something that I feel that we're at a good spot on, but we want to continue to work on. So next, I looked at the next challenge that I'm tackling. And that's like, man, I really need to become a better marketer again. Okay. I'd grown all my business based on being a great marketer. And during that year and a half, while I was really focusing in on building the team and building myself as a leader and building other leaders, I wasn't doing a whole lot of marketing education. Okay. I wasn't doing a whole lot of marketing. Carrot grew faster than ever because you guys are out there getting results, because our team is so focused on getting you results and helping you get results and creating great experiences that you guys are being so amazing and telling other people about Carrot. Okay, that's the way that we grew so fast, and we're well into the multiple millions now, and I'm so insanely grateful for being able to serve you, being able to serve our community, and help you get the results that are, I mean, better than any results anywhere else in the industry. And it's so awesome seeing the lives that we're changing and hearing the stories from you guys. Okay, one of those lives, this is just an amazing microcosm of a story. I share a lot of them, but this one jumped out because I was on the phone with Tyler yesterday, and we did an a recent episode of the Carrot Cast I want you to go listen to with Tyler Ford. We're going to link it up in the show notes. And Tyler Ford has been in the industry for 20 years. He's been in the industry for 20 years. And he was looking at giving up real estate in January of 2017 because he had the worst start of the year he'd ever had. The market was getting busy. It was getting cluttered. It was getting competitive. And he was seeing the normal lead flow that he was getting online just start to go down. He wasn't closing as many deals. And he was going to make the decision. He said, I'm either going to throw in the towel at real estate and give something else a try, or I'm going to go all in on this online thing. I'm going to find the best people in the world. I'm going to do the research. I'm going to find the best people in the world that can help me with this. I'm going to execute. I'm going to put my head down, and I'm going to give it 6 months and see what I can do. Okay. He chose the latter. He didn't choose to give up. He said, you know what? I know other people are doing this. I see other people doing this. I see the proof. I'm just going to go out there and figure out how to do the same thing and align with the people who are helping those people get the results. He came to his own conclusion based off his immense research. He even drove to our offices to make sure that we're real. He came to the conclusion that Carrot was the source for him. Okay. He launched. He was nervous moving his website over, his existing website over to Carrot. He went through our concierge program where we work with high-end investors to dial in their websites for them. You can reach out to our team, learn about our concierge program for dialing in the visual and strategy of your website. To learn about that, just go to support@oncarrot.com or hit up our live chat and you can chat with our team. But Tyler did that, and then fast forward, he ended up having the best year he'd ever had. And we interviewed him recently. And this was about a month ago, maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago. And he said, you know what? I'm having the most fun I've ever had in my business. I've made the most profits and had the best start I've ever had to my business. And I contribute it all to the move that I made with going all in with you guys, with really executing everything you tell me to do. And going out there and just trusting the system and not being lazy and saying, this is what my livelihood is depending on. And I'm going to treat it that way. I'm going to treat it seriously. And I talked to them yesterday and he said, Trevor, he goes, you know, my goal for the year that I set on the podcast and the Carrot Cast was to bring in, I think he said $175,000. And I remember it vividly on that podcast episode where Tyler said, you're going to laugh at my goal because you're going to think it's not big enough. And he said, I want to net $175,000 this year because, you know, last year I didn't do that. And I said, man, I'm never going to laugh at anyone's goals. I'm going to challenge your goals. I'm going to challenge your way of thinking. Just like Jeff Woods said on that episode of the podcast with him, is he said, oftentimes the reason we're not achieving big things is because we're not asking big enough questions. And I challenged Tyler to ask a bigger question. And on the phone call I had with him yesterday, he said, Trevor, you know, it's 3.5 months into the year and I've already netted $250,000 in profits. And I'm like smiling. It's maybe $225, something like that. And I'm smiling. He had $100,000 a month just now. And I'm talking net profits. And I'm going, man, that right there pumps me up because that's why we do business. It's not about the money you're making, man. It's the fact that we helped him achieve, we're helping him achieve exactly what I talked about at the start of this episode. That freedom, that flexibility, so he can finally make the impact with those finances. He finally has that freedom because he's not stressed the crap out on where his money's coming from the next month. He finally has the ability to have the flexibility because he has a consistent stream of steady leads and steady income that are high profit margin coming in that he's crushing it with. Okay, that's what this is about. It's about unlocking the entrepreneurial dream that we're all going after. Okay, our vehicle is leads. I could honestly give a crap about leads, right? Leads are just the way that we help you unlock that entrepreneurial dream. So then you can go out there and make that impact. That is why we do what we do. And that's what you're going to hear a lot more of as we move forward with the next 100 episodes of the podcast. So go listen to that episode with Tyler Ford. It was just recently, the last couple months. It's going to fire you up. He's going to tell you exactly what he did on his journey with Carrot to change his world and change his life. And we're probably going to do an update with him soon on what's happening now. Because like I said, that's what pumps me up. Unlocking the entrepreneurial dream for you guys and with you guys. If I just help you make more money and you don't have the freedom, the flexibility, so you can make the impact, that's not achieving our goal. Because I know lots of miserable rich people. I know lots of miserable rich people. I was one of them. I was one of them 6-7 years ago. Okay? But I can tell you, once you actually have that freedom, flexibility, and make the impact with your business, that's when you turn misery into happiness. All right. And it's so much fun. So what's next? I hired that leadership coach. And then now, as we're going into this next journey, like I said, I'm really wanting to double down and become a great marketer again, because I can't serve you guys insanely well unless I'm sharpening my own chops on being a great marketer. Now we're looking for, we're hiring other people who are also great marketers. So it's not all on Adrian and I, but I joined two masterminds actually just recently. So last year, as I was making that transition, wanting to focus in on being a great marketer again, I plunked down $25,000 to be a part of an amazing, amazing mastermind with some of the best entrepreneurs I've ever seen and been a part of from all kinds of different industries. And this is something I go to 3 times a year. It's actually with Russell Brunson. He's an amazing entrepreneur and he's making an impact. The reason I joined his mastermind is not just because he's a great entrepreneur and marketer. It's because of the way that he's running his business. It's the way that he's really living the epitome of what we're after too. And he's really making a massive impact in the world with his business. And I've met some great people that are also doing the same thing. And I'm just so happy and honored to be a part of that group. I'm actually heading to Boise next week for my next session with them. And I'm just pumped about it. And then the next thing I did was I said, okay, now I also want to hire a coach who's been through this growth phase, the exact growth phase I've been through on growing a company, you know, on growing a software company. And the best guy that I know that knows how to do it, that meshes with the way that I kind of my style and my core values and things like that, is a guy named Dan Martell. And Dan Martell has grown some big SaaS companies. He's an investor in some big ones, and he's doing really cool things on Instagram. But he's just a good dude. He's got great balance, has great family life. And I recently joined his coaching program. So I want to add this up for you and show you this lesson that I learned in 2012 when I finally stepped out and started investing in coaches and masterminds. This year alone, I'll spend $100,000 in coaches and masterminds. Now, I know that sounds crazy. I'm not telling you guys to go out there and spend $100,000 that you don't have. A really good metric is to invest 10% of your income in your own growth. Okay, invest 10% of your income in your own growth. So if you're making $100,000, find a way to invest $10,000 in your own growth. So if we take that back to 2012 or so, I was netting about $150,000 to $200,000 that year. So you look at the $20,000 investment that I made in that mastermind, that was about 10-15% of my income. Okay, if you look at Strategic Coach, you know, my income actually went down that next year because I got rid of my previous business. I sold it. I pared some things down and I was just like, hey, let me just focus in on doing the best thing that I can do. So my income went down purposefully because I pared down my opportunities, my focus, so I could build something special, which became Carrot. So that year, you know, my net income was probably about $100,000. So if you look at 10% of that, 10 grand, I put about $7,000 of that into Strategic Coach. Okay. And then as my income started to grow with Carrot, then that's where we looked at other things. So now, and this is just me being transparent, hopefully this is something that you'll look at and go, man, that's an amazing thing to aspire to and see that you too can grow any business you want to your financial dreams in a quick amount of time. You know, I will net well over $1 million this year. I netted well over $1 million last year. And that's something where we're doing that because we're helping our clients net so much money. And it's just so funny when you help people make money, you help people change lives, the byproduct of that is money. I don't do Carrot for money. Yeah, we chase after impacting people. Our metrics that we're tied to aren't even our top line revenue or bottom line revenue. We focus on those so we can build a solid business, because without a solid business, there's no way we can help you guys as well as possible. But I'll net into the well in the multiple seven figures this year. So if you look at that, that same thing, we're using that same model. About 10% of my net income, a little bit less actually, is going into coaching and mastermind programs. I challenge you to do the same thing. Okay, don't take that 10 grand and put it on a new car. I drive a 7-year-old truck, and I'm probably going to drive this thing until it's dead. Don't put it on a new car. Put it into experiences, travel, vacation, things like that. that can really help be lifestyle stuff. Put it into investing in yourself, sock money away into investments so you can save up cash, because there is going to be something happening with the real estate market in the next 2 years. What is it? I don't know. But sock some cash away so you're not caught with your pants down, right? Figuratively. So investing in people. And let me kind of recap a couple more thoughts. I know I've been really rambling rapid fire on this journey the past year. But one thing I want you to do, I want to challenge you to do, that a mentor of mine, Seth Buechli, has challenged me to do. And Seth is an amazing entrepreneur. I interviewed him within the first 20 episodes of the podcast. We will link it up. He's one of my inspirations, where him and I meet every single Friday. And he's an informal mentor of mine, and I'm an informal mentor of his. He's grown multiple companies well into the tens of millions, sold them. He's lost all of his money, he's gained it back, and he's gained great perspective because of that. And one thing that he started up is something he calls Free Lunch Friday. And he's got a concept, and he's writing a book right now, that every single person should be a mentor of someone that's a few steps behind them. Everyone should have a mentor of someone who's a few steps ahead of them. And everyone should have a peer mentor that's about the same level that they are, that you guys mentor each other. And the concept he has, where you mentor people that are a few steps behind you, is called Free Lunch Friday. And so every single Friday that he's in town, he has his assistant schedule a lunch with someone, and anyone can email his assistant and schedule a lunch with him and get it on his calendar. And the only caveat is it has to be downtown by our offices, so he just has to walk to it, and that person has to buy lunch for him. And so Free Lunch Fridays is free lunch for Seth in exchange for that person being able to pick his brain. Because as you become successful, the thing that happens is everyone wants to reach out to quote unquote pick your brain. Now, I love being able to share things with people, but the problem is, when you have 100 people want to pick your brain every week, you can't do the things that you're supposed to do for your business, for your family. And for givers, it really like tears us up. It tears me up that I can't do that, and that I've had to say no to so many things and so many conversations like that I would love to sit down and have with people. I would love to have a phone call with every single person that emails me or Facebook messages me that says, "Hey, Trevor, can we talk about this?" I would love to do it, guys and gals. But I wouldn't be serving my family. I wouldn't be serving my health. I wouldn't be serving my team or our client base if I did that. So I'm starting the same thing when I get back. I'm going to start Free Lunch Friday. And I urge you to do the same thing. Find people behind you a couple steps that you can mentor. Find people behind you a few steps that you can mentor. And start this movement that Seth is starting called Free Lunch Friday. Every time you do it, take a video, take a picture, hashtag Free Lunch Friday, and join this movement. And I can tell you, I can promise you, when you do that, it's so rewarding. And it's a part of that thing that I was talking about before. When you give, when you freely give something that you hold so dear, oftentimes it's money or time, when you freely give it, but give it in a way that serves others really well but doesn't kill you, right? You can't give away 100% of your money and still have that vehicle continue. But when you give some of your time and you give it in a structured way, I can promise you that it comes back 10 times over. And for me, oftentimes those meetings are seed planting meetings. It's planting seeds. I did a podcast episode on planting seeds. We'll link it up in this episode. And I'm just kind of pulling some of these podcast episodes from our first 100 out of my brain bank that you should go back and listen to, that are going to change your life or change mine. And planting seeds has changed my life, where I'll have conversations with people, and even if I don't know where it's going to go, even if I don't know if it's going to go anywhere, but I see opportunity, I see potential in that person. And I see, I'm like, man, if I could work with that person someday, it would change my world. It would change other people's worlds. I plant seeds, and go back to that episode, learn how I plant seeds in a specific way. I tell you exactly the words that I use when I plant seeds with people. Well, I've planted multiple seeds even in the past week that I think are going to fruit amazing things over the coming years. But one of the seeds that I planted, you know, was with Seth and got him to move into the loft. Another seed I planted a couple of years ago was with Daniel Jeremiah, an amazing guy who headed up. He was the VP of marketing at $500 million company, and a good friend of mine. He moved into the loft about a month ago and now is our videographer. And he's the most amazing videographer I know. You're going to see an amazing, I mean, a killer project that we're working on right now that's charting behind the scenes Carrot and my journey, Seth and his journey as he bought a new company, and then Cody Kellum, a buddy of mine, and his journey as he's growing his business, in all of them out of the loft, all completely different businesses. But we have certain certain things in common. Our core value set's very similar. We're all creating movements, and we're all doing it from one spot. And we're it's gonna be so cool. But Daniel Jeremiah is the guy recording that, filming that, and we're gonna be charting our journeys over the next 6 months. Keep an eye out for that. Okay. But planting seeds is so important, because planting seeds is what is gonna give you those opportunities in a year, and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years. And Free Lunch Friday, or mentoring people behind you, is gonna be one of those things that help you plant those seeds the most. Okay, it's gonna be awesome. So I'm about out of breath, and I've been chatting for, I don't know how long this is going now, 30, 45 minutes. And I'm so honored by the fact that you take your time to listen to the Carrot Cast. And we have, you know, well over 100 five-star reviews. We have thousands of people who have sent things to us or thought about a review but haven't given one. And for that, I just want to say I'm grateful. You know, it's something that when you chart out your dream as an entrepreneur and you say, man, it'd be amazing if I could create a business that does this. And you finally march towards that and achieve a lot of those things. And it's really easy. Like Seth and I talk about in that episode of the podcast with him, where he talks about ambition and how to have ambition fuel your life, not burn you out. You know, it's really easy to march past those milestones, those goals, and look at the next goal and not even acknowledge the achievement of that goal that you just had. That's something I think a lot of us as entrepreneurs are insanely guilty of. As we set these goals, we think, man, when I hit that, you know, if I hit that, when I hit that thing, then I will be happy. Then I will feel achieved. Then I will stop and not be grinding anymore. Then I will finally spend more time with my wife and my kids. Then I will pull back and do these things that I'm passionate about. Then. If I reach this, then I will be happy and fulfilled. The problem with that is, y'all, us as high achieving people, when we hit those things, we have already moved the darn bar. We already moved the goal. Okay, we already moved the goal. So we don't achieve, we don't celebrate those things. And for me, this 100th episode is a massive goal I want to celebrate. Because 3 years ago, 5 years ago, when someone said, you should start a podcast, and I said, I don't know if I have anything to give. I don't know if people want to listen to me talk. I don't know if I have experiences that are even worthy of people listening to, other than just talking about lead generation all day. I'm so thankful that people planted those seeds in me. And this is corny as heck, but I'm honestly like tearing up right now. This is stupid. But I'm so thankful that people planted those seeds in me that said, Trevor, you've got something to give. Okay, you may not be the guy that has achieved the things that you say that you want to achieve yet. But you've got a lot of things to give from people that are 3, 4, 5 steps behind you. And I challenge you to do the same thing. Whether it's a podcast, whether it's doing a YouTube video, whether it's doing a Facebook Live every now and then, once a week, whether it's even just getting together with people or one person every single week to give and to share and to challenge each other. I don't care what it is. You've got something to give, y'all. Even if you're just getting started in your entrepreneurial journey, you have inspiration to give. You have positivity to give to other people that need it. You have friends that are out there working jobs that they hate or living lives that they hate, and they're living lives of quiet desperation. You have something to give. Help them get out of it. Help give them more motivation. Help them give, man, just give them something that you've got. Okay? And the cool thing that happens is as you start to do it, you're going to find your voice. You're going to find your voice. You're going to find that voice that is awkward at first when you do that first Facebook Live, or you do that first YouTube video, you do your first podcast, or you have the first Free Lunch Friday. It's going to be weird. It's going to be awkward. You're going to feel, you know, you're going to hate hearing your voice. But as you start to do it, you do it 10, 15, 20, 30 times, you're going to find that voice. You're going to go, man, this right here is what I'm pumped about. This is why I do what I do. And you're going to start to be passionate about that voice. You're going to start to be passionate about the things that you're saying. Okay? I challenge you to do that. I challenge you. Don't only go out there looking for people to give to you. Don't only go out there looking to pick someone else's brain. Because when you're picking someone else's brain, that's only for that. That's only for you. Okay? Find out how you can help that person. Find out how you can help that mentor that you're looking for instead of just really begging to see how they can help you. And then turn it back around and give other people the opportunity to talk with you and learn from you. Okay? And hopefully the Carrot Cast has been that for you. Hopefully I've been your informal mentor. Hopefully I've had a chance to really change your perspective on some things and change your life potentially. Like I know a lot of people have reported back to me. And one thing I don't want you to do is take what you've heard on this podcast or what you're going to hear on other episodes as you check out the show notes and check out some of those podcast episodes that jump out in my brain as some of my favorites recently. You know, hopefully you don't take this and just go, you know, awesome, that was really cool, I listened to it, I'm going to chalk it up in my brain bank as something amazing and move on to the next podcast. Hopefully you become convicted at making a change this year. Okay, and this next 100 episodes, I'm going to help you make those changes. I'm going to help bake in the things I'm learning with my coaches that I'm hiring. I'm going to help you bake in those things that I'm learning with the people that I'm mentoring. I'm going to be bringing on some of the people that are my coaches. I'm going to be bringing on some of the people that I'm mentoring and having those conversations so you can see more into my world. You can see more into my world. I'm going to be talking about the work-life balance. I'm going to be talking about how I'm completely failing some things, you know, honestly, in my marriage. My wife and I have an amazing marriage, but I'd say I'm probably showing up at a 6, 6.5 out of 10 right now. And that's something I want to and need to work on, you know. So, shoot, it's a little after 4 o'clock a.m. I'm tired. This podcast has helped me stay awake. But I'm heading to Toronto to meet with one of those mentors, Dan Martell, right now. Next week, heading to Boise to meet with one of my other mentors, my mastermind there. And then 2 weeks after that, full circle here, y'all, is 12 people flying into Carrot HQ for Carrot Camp. You know, I'm being mentored by 2 people this month, and you have a chance to mentor 12 people that are flying into Carrot Camp the week after that. So full circle. I love it. I'm having fun, and I'm honored to have you part of this journey. Okay, if you have any feedback for me on what to do with the next 100 episodes, please directly send me an email at trevor@oncarrot.com, trevor@oncarrot.com. And also, if you have anything that this podcast has done for you in the first 100 episodes, let me know also. Send a review to iTunes, go to iTunes, give a review on how any one of the first 100 episodes has impacted your life, because that is the only reason I keep doing this, y'all, that you guys are sending me Facebook messages. You're uploading reviews on iTunes. I look at those things every week. You're sending me emails saying how this is impacting you. Tyler Ford, before he joined Carrot, he's like, man, this one episode of the podcast, these two in particular, completely changed the way I think about things. And now, fast forward to the call we had yesterday, I'm like, the podcast is so worth it. That's why I'm doing this. That was his gateway to Carrot. That was his gateway to learn what we do and find that our core value matches what matches his. He dove in. He executed. He trusted the process. Now he has consistency, predictability, so he can finally have that freedom, the flexibility, the finances that he never had, so he can make the impact he's wanting to make. All right, I'm signing off, getting into Eugene here at the airport here in a second. Love you guys. Have an amazing rest of the week. And here's to another 100 episodes.